Today's daf is Becharos daf Samach. I'm going to try to finish the Masechta today, so we can start Erechin tomorrow. We are holding on daf Samach and Aleph and Masechta Becharos at the Mishnah on daf Samach. Says the Mishnah, Yatzu Shnayim Ka'achas. If two animals come out at one time, Mono Osam Shnayim Shnayim. You should count them as two. So if you're trying to keep them one at a time, which is what you're supposed to do, but then two sneak through at the same time, so you shouldn't just count them as one. You should count them as two. Mono Nechad. But let's say you accidentally count them as one. So Tshivasiri Mukul Kalim. Then number 9 and number 10 are going to be messed up. So what does that mean that they're going to be messed up? So says Rashi, Kalomar, Oso Shakara Hut Shi. When we say the 9th and the 10th, first we have to define what 9th and 10th means. The real 9th and real 10th, or the one that you called 9, which was really the 10th, and the one that you called 10, which was really 11, because you counted 2 as 1. So Rashi says, no, Oso Shakara Hut Shi, Dahainu Asiri, the one you called 9, which is 10. And va'osu shakaru hu asiri dainu achave, so the one you called 10, which is really 11. So when we say chiv asiri, we mean the one that you called 9 and the one that you called 10. The reason why it stands to be messed up is because you thought that the one you called 9 was chulin, and in fact it was really the 10th one. You thought that the one you called 10 was meiser, and in fact it was really the 11th one. So if you don't seek proper rabbinic counsel about how to handle this situation, you're likely to mess up the situation. What does that mean, though? What exactly that it's mekul kalin? So Rashi has three possible shitos. Number one, Rashi says that the first pshat, that if you do based on this ta'us and you shech the 10th one, l'shem chulin, and because you thought it was the 9th one, and the 11th one you're makrif for meiser, because you thought it was the meiser, so meiser mekul kalin. You've done wrong, because by shechting the 10th one, l'shem chulin, you've shechted what was really meiser l'shem chulin, and you shechted what was really chulin l'shem meiser. So that's very bad. It's just mekul kalin. It's wrong. Second pshat, Rashi says, mekulkalin means no, inherently they are mekulkal. Regardless of what you do, neither of them are kadoshli karev. Neither of them have the kadusha they need to be brought as a carbon. Rather, they have to go graze until they develop a mum. Even though, in general, when you call the asiri chi'i, and the acharas are asiri, normally when you call the 10th one 9 and the 11th one 10, the halacha is that the 10th one is meiser and the 11th one is a shlamim, so the 10th one really does have full kedushas meiser, and the 11th one is a carbon shlamim. That's only when you only made the mistake on numbers 9 and 10. But over here, says Rashi, our situation is that you made a mistake earlier in the cheshbon, earlier in the counting. You called, let's say, the 8th came out, you called it 7, and the 7th came out, you called it 6. You made the mistake when 2 of them came out as number 3, and you called them both 3. So therefore, the Asiri and the Acharasar are not Kadosh at all to be Hukrav, since the whole thing was the whole Cheshbin was a big mistake. When the whole Cheshbin was a big mistake, none of them have Kedusha. That's the second day on Rashi, what Mekul Kalin means. And Mekul Kalin is not based on your behavior going forward. Mekul Kalin is what the state that the animals are in right now because of this original mistake. And third pshat, the Rashi quotes, is that Shnei Mekul Kalin means really both of them can be Hukrav. The 10th one that you called 9 is brought as Meiser. The 11th one that you called 10 is brought as a carbon Shlamin. Mekul Kalin just means that you messed up. It doesn't mean that anything is actually bad going forward. Everything works out just fine, but it just means that you messed up. Okay, those are the three Pshatim in Rashi and what Mekul Kalin means. Says the Mishnah of Vayter, let's say you call the 9th one 10 by accident, then the 10th one comes out and you say, oh, I forgot 9, so you count that as 9. That's, impulsively, sometimes people try to overcorrect when they make mistakes. It's like going in the bathroom, which I was turning on the light and, and turning it off. So that's the impulsive correction. So a guy goes back, counts number 10 as really as 9, and then he continues his cheshbon. He calls the 11th, 110. So Shlash and Mekudashin, on some level, they all have a certain level of Kedusha. Hachi Nechal B'mumo, the 9th one, therefore, is Nechal B'mumo, can be eaten once it develops a mum. Vasiri Meiser, the 10th one is really Meiser. Vachadasar Kerv Shlamim, and the 11th one is brought as a Shlamim. So it's interesting, we've already seen the discussion about this, but we see, it's interesting that both 9 and 11 are not really the 10th. They were both called the 10th, and yet they have different halachos. That's because the pasuk tells us that the 11th one is the that we darshan yesterday's daf. That it's only the 11th one that that could be brought as a karban shlamim. The 9th one cannot be brought as a karban shlamim. Va'osa tmura divrei meir. And the 11th one not only is brought as a karban shlamim, you can make a tmura for the 11th one. That's what, meaning if you make a tmura, the other animal will also have kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what? V'chiyesh tmura osa tmura. The 11th one itself already is a tmura, because it wasn't the real meiser. It's like a tmura for the 10th one. The fact that it has any kedusha is only the kedusha of a tmura, because it's what you called 10, so it's as if it were exchanged for number 10, and therefore it should not be able to make another tmura, because a tmura cannot go and make a second tamura. So clearly the way Rabbi Yehuda understands is that the 11th one is literally a tamura. The Gemara in Maseches Tamura obviously has what to say about this. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Tamura darshans, tries to figure out why is it that Maaser Behema is singled out from all the possible kachim in the Parsha of Tamura. In the Parsha of Tamura it says, V'chol Maaser Bakar V'tzon Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShevet HaAsiri Yiyah Kodesh LaHashem Lo Yivakar Bintam. So the Gemara Dafka by Tamura talks about Meiser Behema. So there must be some connection between Meiser Behema and Tamura. So Rebbe holds Lama Yatzis Meiser Me'ata Lidon B'Tamura Shmo B'Tamura Gufo Lomer Lach Tamura Shmo Kreva Tamura Gufo Ein Kreva. Okay, he goes through the whole limud. So Rashi over there in Tamura says that the discussion of the Gemara is if someone calls the 10th one 9 and the 11th one 10, that both of them are kadosh. The 10th one because it has kedushas meiser behema, because it is happens to be the 10th one, and the 11th one kedusha shlamim, and the 11th one happens to be considered a tamura. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mamish a tamura, that's just the direct limud that we have from Sukkim, that the 11th one is called a tamura. But according to Rabbi Meir, the 11th one is not considered a tamura. Apparently it's only considered like a kedusha rishona, like something that was initially kadosh. So Amru Mishum Rav Meir, Ilu Haya Tamura Lo Haya Karev. So they say B'Shem Rav Meir, look, if it was a tamura, it would not be karev. But we do bring the 11th as a shlamim. So don't tell me that it's a tamura. If that 11th one was a tamura, then we would never allow it to be brought as a karban. A tamura is not brought as a karban. Period. Let's say you call the 9th, 10th, and 11th all 10. Then ein acharas or makudash. Then the 11th one does not have any kedusha whatsoever. Why? Zaklal. The rule is simple. Kol shalonek ar shem asiri mimenu ein acharas or makudash. If the number 10 has not been removed from the 10th animal, then the 11th one cannot become kadosh as number 10. The 11th one can only be kadosh as number 10 if number 10 hasn't already been kadosh as number 10. But if number 10 is already in use on animal number 10, then you can't, then the 11th one will not be kadosh. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, manan zugos zugos. Kintaran, kintaran. Let's say you count them in pairs, meaning two animals come out, you say one, another two, you say two, another two, you say three, as they get, you're counting in doubles, instead of counting one by one, but you're not counting 2, 4, 6, 8, you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4 by each pair, or kintaran, kintaran, 100 come out, you say, that's the first one, meaning you're counting by the hundreds, another 100 come out, that's the second one, and the 10th 100 that comes out, you say is the meiser. So, avsiri l'minyano hu kadosh, the 10th one, by his number, is holy. So says Gemara, what does that mean? By his number. Liminyano mai. What do you mean? Liminyano is kadosh. Or mai liminyano, the Bach changes it to. What is liminyano over here? Rav Mari Amar liminyan shalohu kadosh. Based on how you count it, that's how the kedusha is going to work. Not based on what's really the 10th one. If you counted the first 100 as 1, the second 100 as 2, etc., the last 100 is going to be kadosh. Nothing in the first 900 are going to be kadosh. That's Rav Mari's Shita. Rav Kana Amar Liminyan Behemos Hu Kadosh. Rav Kana says no, based on the 10th animal. 10th animal is always going to be Kadosh. No matter what numbers you say, the 10th animal is always going to be Kadosh. So Rav Kana, we understand, that's just based on the idea that that Me'elov Hu Kadosh, and it's, the 10th one is Kadosh, regardless of your counting, that the Meiser Behemos is similar to the mitzvah we discussed being Makdisha Bukhar, even though the Bukhar is Merechim Mukadosh, you still have a mitzvah Lahakdisho, and even though saying Kiddush on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is Kaddosh already, you still say Kiddush. So Maisa, the 10th one out is going to be Kaddosh, but you have a mitzvah Lahakdisho. But it's still going to be Kaddosh. The 10th one that comes out is going to be Kaddosh. What's Rav Mari Shita though? How does this work? I count by the hundreds, and the whole 10th hundred is going to be Kaddosh. That's not the din of Maisa Behema. So the Chaznish has two possibilities. First possibility, he says, that l'chora, you could explain to Rav Mari that the Torah is only makbid that you should be mekadesh 1/10 of your flock for meiser. The Torah has no kpeda that you have to actually count out one by one and then be mekadesh the 10th one. You can count 2 by 2 and be mekadesh 2 as the 19th and 20th as the Meiser. The Torah has no akpada that it actually be a legitimate count one by one. The Torah is only makbid that at the end of the day, through some system of counting, we had a machlokas tanam, if you do no system of counting, you just have all your animals in the pen and you say, okay, there are 100 there, so 10 of them are Meiser. But through some system of counting, that you end up with 10% of your flock being Meiser. That's one suggestion the Chazanish has. He does not like that suggestion because he doesn't really see the difference between that and having all the animals in the pen and just saying 10% of them are Meiser. And that we had a Machlokas Tanaim about. So therefore, says the Chazanish, the real Pshat in Rav Mari is that when you count Zugos, it's as if you're counting two different tracks, two different countings at once. Meaning, let's say you had two different pens and you had someone working for you in the other pen. So you're counting in one pen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is going to be Meiser, and you have the other person opening up the door of the other pen and counting as they come out. That would be totally fine. You can have two parallel tracks of animals going out as Meiser Behema. So the Chiddush of Rav Mari is that even within the same pen, and you're only one person, you can have two tracks of Meiser Behema. It's as if they're lined up separately in separate lines of Meiser Behema, or in 100 separate lines of Meiser Behema, that it's all like you're doing 100 different countings at the same time. That's how the Chazanish understands the Shita of Rav Mari. Okay, so says Gemara, let's try to bring a raya. Who's correct over here? Do we say that the 10th one that you count, or the 10th one in total, is in fact the Meiser? So it's not. Yatsu Shnaim Ka'achas Monos on Shnaim Shnaim. It says in the Mishnah that if two of them came out at once, you should count them as two. Mono Nechod, if you counted them as one, Shiva Sir Mukulkalin. Then it's all messed up. We have three pshatim what that means. So Bishlam Eleman Yamar Laminin Shalohu Kadosh. I understand very well if you're going to say that based on your counting, whatever number you say is 10 is going to be Kadosh, Misham Hachi Avachiv Asir Mukukal, and that's why the 9th and 10th are messed up. Dila Asiri Kakari Lechi, because the real 10th one you call 9, La Achadas Arasiri, and you call the 11th one 10. So because what you say matters, the 11th one being called 10 makes a difference. El Lamandi Am Lamini Behemosu Kadosh, but if you say that we go based purely on the 10th animal that comes out, not based on anything that comes out of your mouth, not based on anything you say, Lechi Chi Kakari Le, La Asiri Asiri Kakari Le. So then the 9th one was 9th and the 10th one was 10th. The words Kakari Le are totally not the right words to use over here. Rashi points out that you should not pay too much attention to the words Kakari Le, because it's not what you called. No, you actually called the 10th one 9 and the 11th one 10. So it's not that you called the 9th one 9. No, what the Gemara means to say is, if we don't care what you're calling them, we only care what they are. Well, guess what? The 9th one out is the 9th, and the 10th one out is the 10th, because we don't care what you're saying, and therefore nothing should be messed up. There should be no issue with the 11th one, because it's irrelevant what the 11th one is. So that it doesn't seem to work. Our Mishnah does not seem to work with the Shita that holds that what you say doesn't matter and all we pay attention to is the Minyan Behemos. So he said, no, I only said that when my whole Chiddush, that we don't pay attention to what you're saying, is when you're intentionally setting them out as pairs. But when it just comes out on its own, two of them sneak out at the same time, so then I don't say that we go Laminyan Behemos. Then we definitely pay attention to your own minyan as well. Then both minyan behemos and minyan shalom is going to count, right? Everyone agrees that on some level minyan behemos does count. It's a question of minyan behemos and minyan shalom, purely minyan shalom. So he says, so then we're going to, then certainly we're purely minyan behemos. So then we're going to say that they'll both count in the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was not when you were doing it intentionally. So we have no raya from our Mishnah. So Tashema says, Gemara, let's bring another raya. Manan l'mafreya. Let's say you count them backwards. Sometimes people like to count backwards. Asiri shebeminyan hukada. So you count 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the 10th one that comes out, the 10th one in the minyan is kadosh. So bishlam l'man yamal minyan behemos hukadosh shapir. If you're going to say that we always pay attention to which the 10th animal that comes out, so that's great, because the 10th animal came out is going to be kadosh. L'man yamal minyan shalo kadosh asiri chad karilei. But if we say that we go by your own counting, well, you called the 10th one 1. So if we go by your own counting, why should the 10th one be kadosh? You didn't call it 10, you called it 1. So isn't this a raya that we follow the minyan behemos and not the minyan shalom? So I'm a Rava. Rava responds, no, it's not a raya at all. Hold the isei b'minyana parsa'a dekaru la'asar achad. Because you should know that the parsa'i people like to count backwards, or they count number 10 as 1. And since... since they do that, it's considered a legitimate counting, even in the minyan shalom, when you called it 1, what you really meant was 10. It's interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchos Bechoros Perches, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that if you count them l'mafreya, kigon sheyotza rishon v'amar asiri, v'yotza sheni v'amar chi, ad sheyotza asiri umana achas, hareza kadosh, so you expect the Rambam to say that, that's what the Gemara says, but here's where the Rambam veers, sheha asiri me elav niskadesh. Because the 10th one is kadosh on its own. So the Rosh Hash points out that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that yes, it is kadosh, but not because the 10th one is me'elav u'miskadesh, but because there are some people in the world that count backwards. And your minyan does count. How you count it does make a difference. It's just that you are counting legitimately because there is some mode of counting, some method of counting that matches what you just did. The Rambam pays no attention to that. So it could be the Rambam pays no attention to that because the Rambam would hold that l'minyan habehemos kadosh, that l'minyano he would hold like Rav Kahana, that l'minyan behemos, not l'minyan shalom. But it doesn't seem that the Rambam in fact holds that way. It sounds that the Rambam holds l'minyan shalom kadosh, yet the Rambam gives a different reason over here. So it's a little bit strange that the Rambam does that. Another important point, Rav Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar raises the question that in general, by, let's say, Nedarim, we say, Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam, that when a person says something or does something totally unusual, so we say, okay, we don't assume that he meant to do something that a very tiny minority of people do. So if there's a small minority of people that call human beings ants, so still, when you say that you're not going to get enough from ants, it doesn't mean that you're not going to know from human beings, because batel daito is called, the most normal people don't refer to it in that way. So the same thing should be over here, says Rav Yosef Engel. Even if that's the derech of the parsayim to count asiri echad, but we should say batel daito etzel kol adam, to borrow the expression of the Gemara Maseches Erevin, o parsayi ruba di alma. Well, you think the parsayi people are the rogue, they get to be koveya what's normal in the world. They shouldn't be able to be koveya what's normal in the world. Okay, so that's the... That's the kasha of Rav Yosef Engel. Says Gemara Vayter, you call number 9, 10, number 10, 9, and number 11, 10. So he said they're all kadosh in their own way. So Tanur Rabbanon, mean 9, she'im karu l'chiyasiru l'asiru chiyu l'achadah sarasiru, she'shlashim ha'kadoshin. How do I know they're all three kadosh in this case? Tamal Omar, v'chol ma'isu bakar v'tzom kol asher yavar ta'kas ha'shevet, ha'siru yi ha'kadosh. So Bach has in, l'rabbel says kulan. All of those phrases come, l'rabbel says Kulan, that all of them are really Kodesh. Yachl Shani Marba Af Shmini Vishne Masar. I might think, let's say, if you call the 8th number 10, or you call the 12th number 10, where you're 2 off, that should also be Kadosh. Amrit Hovahu Kadosh Vita Uso Miskadeshes. So you say, no, wait a second. Just like, since both the actual number 10 is Kadosh, and that which you mistakenly called number 10 are Kadosh, Mahu einu mekudesh al besamuch, aftu se einu miskadesh al besamuch. Just like when it itself is kadosh, it's only when it's close to the number 10. So too, when that which is a mistake is made kadosh, it's only if it's close to the actual number 10. What does that mean, that it's close to the number 10? It itself is close to the number 10. So Rashi says it's similar to the concept of Adam Karov Eitzalatzmo. He doesn't use that terminology, I don't think. But it means that it's close in the sense that it's it. It is number 10. And therefore, it's very close. It's as close as you could be to the number 10 because it is number 10. So we darshan that if you're going to make a mistake and make something call something number 10, it's got to be very close by. How close by? One off. But if it's two off from the real number 10, then even b'taus, it's not going to be miskadesh. That's the drasha, an unusual drasha that the Gemara makes. Aiva tanya mahum yuchad after uso miuchedes. So we have a brisa that just like the asiri is miyuchad in the sense that it's only one. So should we say that taus also can only be one, that only one of them could be kadosh? You can't have two of them be kadosh at the same time, and yet we're saying over here number 9 and number 11 could both be kadosh. So tani tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan hamani Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hi. That's going like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The tanya Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon omer liyolam einach harasar kadosh ad chi yishtok bitshi v'yikra lasiri tshi ilach harasar asiri. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the 11th one is not going to be kadosh unless none of the others have been declared as number 10 yet. It has to be where where you didn't say anything at number 9, you called the 10th one number 9 and the 11th one number 10. So the first one to ever get the number 10 attached to it is number 11. That's the only way number 11 is going to be kadosh. If number 9 already had the number 10 attached to it, then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say too late. Number 11 cannot be kadosh because number 10 has already been used up. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda domer Taos Meiser Tamura Havi. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Taos Meiser is considered a Tamura, that when you make a mistake in your cheshbon, you call the wrong animal number 10, that is the din of a Tamura. V'savalak Kavua Damarein Meimar Chazer Meimar. And he holds you can't make two Tamuras. They're both a Tamura for the real Meiser. You can't do that. Only the first one that's a Tamura is a legitimate Tamura. That's why only the first one that you label number 10 is going to be considered a Tamura, is going to be considered to have any Kedusha. Fine. Amar Rava. Yatzu Shnayim B'tshi. Let's say two of them come out as 9. In current Shi, you call them both 9. Asiri V'chulimu Ravin Zebezeh. So number 9 and 10 walked out together. You call them both 9. So that's Asiri and Chulin mixed together. Asiri me'elav kadosh, the 10th one is kadosh on its own, l'tshi, tshi kakarile, and the 9th one you called 9. So that's absolutely chulin, because it's a 9th one, then it was called 9. The only thing is, you don't know which one is which. That's the only problem that you have. So karen asir, but let's say number 9 and 10 walk out together, and you call them both number 10. Instead of calling them both number 9, you say number 10 about both of them. So then, asiri u'tshiumu ravin zebzeh, then it's asiri and tshi that are mixed together with each other. My time, what's the reason? Asiri kakari luhul travai, you call them both number 10. So therefore, it's considered asiri uchi that are mixed up. Yatu shnayim ba asiri, let's say two of them walk out as 10th. Vikaran asiri, meaning the 10th and 11th walk out together, and you call them both 10. Asiri v'acharasar muravin zebzeh, then it's number 10 and 11 mixed together. If you call them both 11, you didn't call either one of them 10, then Asiri v'chulin muravin zebezeh. Then it's Asiri and Chulin mixed together. Why Chulin? Because one of them was the actual number 10, and the other one was number 11, and you actually called it number 11. So it's completely Chulin. What's the difference between saying that it's number 10 and Chulin mixed together versus number 10 and 11 mixed together? What's the difference between those two ideas? So if you look at Rashi in the Ksavyad, I think it was the first time we read Rashi, Yud v'chulin mu'uravin, says Rashi, dechada v'chulin, detesu, detes karinale. One of them is chulin because it is 9 and you called it 9. V'idach have a yud gamar, and the other one is the real 10th. Asiri me'elav kadosh lo yadin ni chulin ni meiser. The 10th one is kadosh and you don't know whether it's chulin or meiser. Hilkach yiru, therefore they both have to go graze, va'gozes va'ovid behem eino loka, de'im b'shal chulin avid. That's the key chilek. That if it's a asiri v'chulin mu'rabin zebezeh, if you are gozes or you're ovid with one of them, you can't get malchus, because you might have been gozes or ovid with a chulin animal, and that's perfectly fine. But if you say that it's asiri v'chiyu mu'rabin zebezeh, or asiri v'achadasre mu'rabin zebezeh, then if you're gozes or ovid with it, you will get malchus, because you were gozes or ovid with something that does have kedusha. Because if you called number 9, 10, or number 11, 10, in addition to the actual number 10, the other one also has kedusha, so then you're going to have malchus for being gozes or ovid. So that's the difference between the two halachos. So frakli mara su lamali hainu hach. But why give two examples of really the same idea? One is where it was 9 and 10, and the same, we had a parallel case where it was 10 and 11. We get it, that if you call the wrong one 10, then that has some kedusha. If you call the wrong one its correct number, it has no kedusha. Why do you have to give me the example both by number 9 and by number 11? So hakamashmalan the kolbe basachas travayu kokachi afal gav deloneka shem asiri emenu, that when two things come out, they can both have kedusha, even though you didn't take away the number 10 from the actual number 10. Still, they're both going to have some kedusha. Yos Rav Kana kamele lahashmaita. Rav Kana was saying over this teaching. Amle Rav Ashi Rav Kana valoneka shem asiri emenu. It's not zeh klal kolz mashal. Wait a second, the 10th one didn't lose the Shem 10, so how could the 11th one be Kadosh? I thought we said that unless you were Oker the Shem Asiri from the previous one, unless you've never labeled something else as number 10, the 11th one cannot become Kadosh. No, that's only when it's one after the other, but when they both come out at the same time, then they could both be Kadosh, even though the number 10 is actually Kadosh, actually is given to number 10 as well. So number 11 is still going to be able to be Kadosh. No, when it's one after the other, the Mishnah already told us that beferish, that karalachi asiri lasiri asiri lachadasar asiri ein achadasar mukudash. Then in that case, the 11th one is not mukudash because the number 10 has already been used up. Zaklal asiri mai. So what would the zaklal be adding then if it's just to teach us that exact case? Lav lasiri basachas. Isn't it coming to tell me that even if they come out at the same time, that if number 10 was already used on a previous animal, the number 10 cannot used on number 11 will not make it the 11th one kadosh? So lo lasui yotza asiri velo diber. Now it comes to exclude a case where the 10th one comes out and you didn't say the number 10, you didn't say anything. The lo neka shem asiri emenu, the shem asiri wasn't uprooted from it because you didn't call it 9 either. You just didn't call it anything. You didn't call the number 10th one anything. So di ilo te ma'achi, because if you don't say that that's the chiddush, had the time you yotzu shnayim basiri velo kadem echad mehen eschavero, v'karen asiri asiri v'achad asamu raven zebzeh. The Brisa said that if two of them come out at number 10, and neither one came out first, and you call them both 10, so then it's Asiri v'achadas, or Muravin Zabzeh, they both have Kedusha. V'alolonek Hashem Asiri emenu, but you weren't Oker Hashem Asiri from the 10th one, so how could the 11th one have Kedusha? Elav misham damrin, and kol bebasachas, travayu kukachi. So it must be that this is true, that whenever they come out at the same time, they both are granted a certain status of Kedusha. Says Gemara, that's not a raya. Imishum ha lo iria. Hachamay eskina, tekadim chadminayu, v'afik l'reshe, v'karya achadasar. Now the case is one of them stuck its head out first, you called it 11, v'hadar yar v'naf b'adadi v'karinu asriri, and then it went back in, and then they came out together at the same time, and you called them both 10. Tal nekar shem asiri emenu, because the shem asiri was nekar from the real 10th one, because the real 10th one you called 11 already. So, frankly, Maravalo Kadam Katani, but it doesn't say that. You can't say that's the case. It doesn't say Kadam in the Brisa. So, my Lo Kadam, the Hadar, I'm sorry, it says Lo Kadam. It says that it wasn't, neither of them came out first, that they came out at the same time. So, how can you make an Ukimta that the case is that one of them really came out first, jumped back in, and then they came out at the same time? What do you mean? It says Lo Kadam. So, my Lo Kadam, the Hadar Yaruv. No, Lo Kadam just means that they then got mixed in together again, and then they came out the second time at the same time. Ukiman, who are we assuming like? De lo karebi, must be against Rebbe. De I Rebbe hamar achadasar lo avi akira. Rebbe says that achadasar is not called akira. Calling it 11 is not being oker the number 10 from it. And therefore, if the 10th one came out, stuck its head out, you called it 11, and it jumped back in, that would not be called being oker the number 10 from the 10th animal. Says the Gemara, afilu teimer Rebbe. Now maybe we could say it's even going like Rebbe. Kiyama Rebbe hecho de isle behemos tuva. When does Rebbe say that calling it 11 is not oker, the number 10? That's when you have a lot of animals. Da aminon chad isura ka'amar. See, there is no number 11 in Hebrew. It's achad esrei. right? It's chadasar. So chadasar in Aramaic is 1/10. It's not 11. There's no separate word for 11. So he says the reason why the number 11 is not okay the name 10 from it, because we assume when you have a lot of animals, you're going to have 500 animals that come out. So when you say chadasar, what you mean to say is this is the first 10. And then you start again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's going to be the second 10. I don't know, what if you do it on the second 10? What if you say Echad Esrei on the second 10 or the third 10? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if you could say the same idea, that we assume what the guy meant to say is Chad Yisurah Ka'amar. So Hachad Elaslei Be'em Asfeh, but when you have no more animals, when all you've got is 10 animals or 11 animals, and you call number 10 11, so then you can't say that means the first 10. There's not going to be a second 10, so you can't say that's what you meant. So my Rebbe, where was this sheet of Rebbe? Tanya, Karla Asiri Achadasar, La Achadasar Asiri, Ein Achadasar Kadosh Divrei Rebbe. If you called the 10th one 11 and the 11th one 10, the 11th one does not have Kedusha, because we assume that the number 10 has not been Ne'ekar from the 10th one. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Do'omer Achadasar Kadosh, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi says it is Kadosh. Klal Omer Rebbe, Kolzman Shlo Ne'ekar Shem Asiri Emenu, Ein Achadasar Kadosh. As long as the number 10 has not been uprooted from the 10th animal, the 11th one will not be Kadosh. The 11th one cannot take on the mantle of 10 if 10 has not been uprooted from the 10th one. Amar Rava Hachamayaskinan, Gondisle Behemos Tuva, Darmin Chadi Surah Ka'amar. Over here, we're dealing with a case where you have a lot of animals, and we assume that when you say 11, what you really mean is the first 10, period. Yatu Shnayim Ba'asiri, Tana Chada Yiru. Let's say two animals come out as the 10th. Rashi says, Hainu Kigon Amar Mar. This is going back on something we previously said. We should have added the words Amar Mar in the Gemara over here. Vashmaita de Rava Kamahader, de Ka'amar La'el, Yatu Shnayim Ba'asiri, Karan Asiri, Asiri Vachadasamu Ravin Zebzeb. It's going on Rava's statement that if two come out as number 10, and you call them both number 10, we view it as Asiri and Achadasar mixed together. So now we're explaining Tanachada, what does it mean that Mu'ravin? So we have three different shitos in the Brisa to explain what exactly you do when it's Asiri Vachadasar Mu'ravin Zebazeb. So Tanachada Yiru. One shita is let them both graze until they develop a mum. Vitanachada Yakrivu. The other shita is they're both brought as karbanos. V'tani idach yamusu. And the third shita is that they're both left to die. So it's a stira between three brises. Says Gemara, lo kasha. It's not a stira at all. Hadatani yiru rabbananhi. The one that says that let them graze, that's going like the shita of the rabbanan. Damri ein ravin kachim lebeis apsul. Who say you're not allowed to bring a kachim to the beis apsul. If they were both be nekrav, you need to eat both of them with the chumras of the most chamur of the two possibilities, which would mean that you would need to take the chaz v'shok and give it to the kohanim. And since there aren't that many kohanim, and the chaz v'shok can only be eaten by the kohanim, you might end up with the chaz v'shok that got uneaten and become pasabalina after 2 days and one night. And that will be called bring kachim to the base of soul. The one that's really meiser doesn't need a chaz v'shok. There's no din of chaz v'shok by meiser. So you're going to be unnecessarily taking the chaz v'shok of the real meiser and bringing it to the base of soul. So that's no good. That's why that Tana, the Rabbanan, held that Yiru, that you should just let it graze rather than be makrav. By being makrav, it's going to necessarily be bringing kachim lebeis apsul. Vahadatani Yamusu, and the one that says Yamusu, Rabbi Yudahi, that's going like Rabbi Yudah, Damar Totus Meiser Tumura Havya, because of Rabbi Yudah Tumuras Meiser Mesa, that when you make a mistake in numbering the Meiser, that's considered a Tumura, and Rabbi Yudah holds that a Tumura of Meiser has to be left to die. So that's going like Rabbi Yudah when it says the price that says that it's Mesa. So the Gemara, is that true? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a Tumuras Mesa is Meiser is Mesa? Because of Rabbi Yehuda, Tumuras Meiser Mesa, does he really hold that a Tumura of a Meiser animal, of what should have been Meiser, is going to be left to die? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, Amru Mishum Rameir, Ilu Haya Tumura, Lo Haya Karav. Rameir says, look, if the 11th one was considered to be a Tumura, then you wouldn't be able to bring it as a Karban. So that's Rameir's point. Mechal Rabbi Yehuda Savar Karav makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda holds you can bring it as a Karban, not that you leave it to die. So how can we say it's against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda held that the 11th one is Tumuras Meiser, and Rameir says, no, if it was Tumuras Meiser, it would not be Karav. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda hold that it is Karev, and that's what Rav Meir was attacking. So v'chitem Rav Meir l'may desfir le'kamar, and if you want to say Rav Meir was just saying that according to me that Tmuras Meiser is not Karev, then it can't be a Tmura, because if it was a Tmura, it wouldn't be Karev. That's what Rav Meir was saying, according to his own Shita, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So v'atanya, ein ben acharas l'shlamim, El Shazel Sakadusha Lakarev, Vizaino Sakadusha Lakarev, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds, we have a Beferish of Brisa, where Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no difference between the 11th animal that was called 10 and a regular carbon shlamim, except for that a carbon shlamim could make a kedusha likarev, will have kedusha likarev to be brought as a carbon, and the 11th animal cannot be osa kedusha likarev. So what do you see from there? Kadosh likarev hudlo avid ha'ihu gufo karev. It can't make another animal kadosh to be karev, to be hukrav on the mizbeach. But it itself can be hukrav on the mizbeach. Sounds like the 11th one that you call 10. Or tumuras meiser, Rabbi Holtz, can be hukrav. Not that it's going to have, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it can be hukrav. Not that it's going to be left to die. It could be hukrav in the mizbech. It's just that if you do a further tumura, you exchange it then for another animal, that other animal can't be hukrav. But this 11th animal itself can be hukrav. Va'odin, we have a further raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that a tumuras meiser is mesa. Detanya, because we have a braisa. Im min habakar l'rabo sachadas or l'shlamin. That im min habakar comes to teach us that the 11th one, when you call it 10, has kedusha of a carbon shlamin. Yochel shanimar ba'afat shi. I might think that the 9th one also should have kedusha of a carbon shlamin when you call it 10. This is the point we made before. When you call number 9, 10, and you call number 11, 10, you would think they have the same halacha. But they don't. Number 11 that's called 10 has kedusha of a carbon shlamin. Number 9 that's called 10 does not. So it's an echel b'mu. So we analyze as follows. Is Hekdash Mekadesh Lefanav or Liachrav, before it or after it? Haviyom Liachrav Mekadesh. It's got to be that after it's Mekadesh. So Stam Sifra, money, who's the author of this Stam Sifra, this Brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani, and yet, what does it say in the Brisa? Min HaBakar L'Rabo Sachad Asar L'Shlamim. That the 11th one is brought as a Karmel Shlamim. Aye, but we thought Rabbi Yehuda says that the 11th one is Mesa, that it's Tmuras Meis, and therefore it's Mesa. So again, you see another Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that way. So therefore, we have proved conclusively that our original understanding of Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect. That don't tell me that the Brisa that says Yamusu is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Tumuras Meiser, and that Rabbi Yehuda's Tumuras Meiser is Mesa. We know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Tumuras Meiser is Mesa. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, holds Tumuras Meiser is brought as a carbon shlamim. No, we must be talking about Meiser Bismanazeh Umishum Takala, and it's a concern of Takala. What does that mean? That if you look at Rashi, that Brisa that says Yamusu is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather that Brisa that says Yamusu is talking about Meiser Bismanazeh, where we have to let it die, we can't let it do its normal function. Why not? Says Rashi, first of all, we must not hold that there's no such thing as Meiser Bismanazeh, right? Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything to talk about what we do with Meiser Bismanazeh. The Brisa wouldn't say Yamusu. We would just say it's nothing. It's no problem. It's not Meiser at all. So we must reject the concept, the notion that Meiser Bismanazeh is totally, no longer exists. Gzeira. Gzeira mishum lakuach v'yasom, because of the gzeira of lakuach v'yasom, right? That was the reason for Rav Huna saying that the Meiser Bismanazeh no longer exists. Lach ein manichnas aldiros ad shipul b'mum didilma dahachi v'hachi asi behuli detakala. The reason why we don't let it graze until it develops a mum is you don't want to leave it around. It's going to be bali detakala degiza v'avoda. You're going to do something with it that you're not supposed to do with it. You'll shear it. You'll do avoda with it. Oh, asi l'shachton below mum, or you'll shachton without a mum. So therefore, you just lock it up somewhere and let it die. Let it starve to death. But you cannot just leave it around. You can't leave the animal around for too long because it's going to be asi lidei takala. That's Meiser Bismanazeh. But enochinami, if you called the 11th one 10 and it was Bisman Shabbos Mishra Yikayim, certainly we would never say, just go let it die. Now, Rashi, as we just pointed out, Rashi holds that this Shita disagrees with the previous Gemara that there's no such thing as Meiser Bismanazeh. Tosfos, however, says that no, we no longer do meiser, but if you do it b'di'eved, the shame meiser is still going to be chal, meaning we don't lechatchila do the mitzvah of meiser, but if you do, it's going to be chal. So you don't have to say this gemara disagreeing with the gemara earlier on with the sheet of Rav Huna that we don't have meiser b'zmanazeh. We don't have meiser b'zmanazeh, but if you did it, it's still going to have kedushas meiser. The Marit Al Gazi writes that Rashi is cholik on Tosfos and holds that if you're over v'iser, it's not even chal. Why? Where did Rashi get the idea that it's not even chal? Because the Gemara says that they were oker the mitzvah of Meiser Behemah entirely. How would they be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa? What they must have done is that they were mafkir the entire eder for a short amount of time. Your entire flock, they were mafkir. And then you were zoch in it from hefker. So every animal you have is considered lakuach. If that was the mechanism that Rabbanan used to be okay. It's not just okay, Dav Mirat Torah B'Shevi Altas, I'm telling you just ignore the mitzvah. They had a better mechanism to use. They didn't have to tell you to ignore the mitzvah. They had a workaround. Hefker Bezen Hefker. So Bezen could be Mafker your entire flock. Mele you're Zochin it right away. When you're Zochin it right away, it has Din of Lekuach. It's not Chayiv Meiser. If it's not Chayiv Meiser and you take off Meiser, it's not Chal. So that's why Rashi holds that the Meiser wouldn't even be Chal if you, according to the Shita. There's no Meiser B'Zmanazeh. That's why Rashi has say it's machlokas. There is a famous kasha of the Chalkas Yov. Chalkas Yov has a sefer called Kava de Kushiyasa, a little kuntrus called Kava de Kushiyasa. It's called Kava because Kuf Vez Aleph, he has is a gematria 103. He has exactly 103 questions in Gans Shas, and the only thing all those 103 questions have in common with each other is that the Chalkas Yov does not have an answer for any of them. So one of the kashas that he asks is Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that even though Bezman Azeh Chazal or Mevatel Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos, but if you're over Tokeya, you're still Mekayim, the mitzvah of shofar, if you blow shofar on Shabbos. Let's say there's someone that holds that we have Yerushalayim back and they can blow shofar on Shabbos. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim, Tzvi Pesach Frank and others. Should you go listen? Because you still get the mitzvah if you're over Vitokeya, even if Tkiya Shofar even though Chazal uprooted Tkiya Shofar b'zman hazeh. So says the Chalkas Yov, I don't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger. Aside from the fact that there's a famous Machlokas Tosas and the Ran, when the Rabbanan tell you how to do a mitzvah, and you don't do it with the specifications that the Rabbanan tell you to do it. Let's say a sukkah, the Rabbanan tell you you need place for not only Rosh HaVerubo, but for Shulchano as well. So if you didn't put enough space for Shulchano, so the Shita of Tosfos is that lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you were never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even midoraisa. So how could you say you yotzei tkiya shofar midoraisa? He said, even according to the Shita Saran, it would be akasha. Not going to get into it too much right now. And he said, similarly, find Rabbeinu Yonan Brachos. Chazal Misaki, not to say Kriyash Mashalavis after midnight, lest you come to forget. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and if you do say it after midnight, you're not Yotzei. The Rabbanan have that kind of power to take away the mitzvah entirely. But says the Chalkas Yov, what about Tosfos over here? Tosfos says, even though Chazal were mevatel the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, if you're in Bizman Azeh, if you take off Meiser, it does work. It counts as Meiser Behema. So maybe this Tosfos is the source for Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, no, because you don't get the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, it just counts as Meiser Behema. It has kedushas Meiser Behema, not a kiyum mitzvah of Meiser Behema. Okay, anyway, says Gemara Vayter Ihachi, if that's the pshat in the Braisa, Mariya Treya, Filuchanami, why do you have to say that two came out at one time? Even one of them, if it's talking about Bezman Azeh, the whole Chiddush, that even one of them should have any sort of Kedusha. So, Lomi Bayekam, Lomi Bayechad, the last day Pseida, I will trade, given the Nefishi Pseida, the Shinu, Ad Dinafel Beimum, Velechlinu, Kamash Mulan. I would have thought, well, with one, okay, let it die, what's the big deal? It's just one animal. But two animals that we're going to make you because of a concern that it's going to be Bali De Takala, you have to let two full animals die? I would have thought you don't have to do that, Kamash Mulan, that you do. Itmar, Homer, Shlucha, Tseva, Aser Alai. Someone says to Shliach, go take Meister from me, Rav Papi, Mishmei, the Rava Amar, Karlachi, Asiri, Kadosh. If he accidentally calls the ninth one 10, that is going to be Kadosh, just like if the Bailam himself called the ninth one 10, it's Kadosh. Ulacharas Arasiri, Eno Kadosh. If he calls the 11th one 10, it's not Kadosh. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Karlachi Asiri, Eno Kadosh. No, when you call the ninth one 10, it's not Kadosh. Damar Lake, because even though if I would have done it, if the owner would have done it, it would be Kadosh, but a Shliach, it's not Kadosh. Damar Lake, Kunish, Tatich of Lalavusi. He could say, I sent you to do something good for me, not to do something bad for me. Umayshname Adatan, Omul Shluchat Sevetarom, Tarim Kadas Balabai. Why is this any different than when we say if you make a shliach to be mafresh truma for you, the shliach should try to figure out how much you would want to give for truma. Would you want to give ayin yafa, ayin ra, ayin beninus? And if he doesn't know, he should just go with the average. But nevertheless, if he does 1/40th or 1/60th, it's still going to be a good truma. Shouldn't we say, the Baal HaBayis should say, I didn't send you to be so generous with my money. No, over there are plenty of people that give 1/40th, plenty of people that give 1/60th. The shliach could say, I figured you were that kind of guy. But over here it was a blatant mistake. To call the number the ninth one 10 is a blatant mistake. So then the Baal HaBayis could say, I never intended to send you as my shliach to go make any mistakes. We will start Erechim tomorrow.